Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about a little bit about male brains and female brains.
We are going to enter the minefield.
This is a tough one.
Male and female differences. We've been talking all week about the brain, brain myths.
Right.
And we talked about the 10% myth. We talked about growing new brain cells as adults. We talked about left brain, right brain. And we were doing fine. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we enter the world of male-female differences.
Right. That there's a massive difference between male brains and female brains. And I think landmine is the right word.
It's like the more you talk, the farther out on the limb you go.
Right.
And if you talk long enough, the limb's going to break.
Right.
This is a highly politicized topic. And there are very strong opinions on both sides of the argument that male and female brains are different, and it explains why there are male-female differences. And on the other hand, there are those who argue against biological differences and say that if there are differences, they are cultural and they are learned.
Right.
And there are very compelling arguments on both sides.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to kind of introduce it today. Introduce the idea today, and then we may spend some more time on it later.
Right, because we want to approach the topic and we want to avoid the politicizing it, sexualizing it. But at the same time, it's an important academic topic.
Right.
And we felt obliged to address it.
Right.
But we know that this is at the same time a very contentious topic.
Right.
And with evidence on both sides of yes, there are differences, or no, there aren't differences.
Right. There are things, however, that we know are myths. For example, math. You know, there is a myth. And it's a well-perpetuated myth that men and male brains are better at math than women or female brains.
Right.
And this simply isn't true.
It's not true.
Right. We know pretty confidently that there is no gender difference, no difference between male and female brains, that says that this person is going to be better at this gender person is going to be better at math than this person.
Right.
It just isn't correct.
Yeah, there's no sex-based brain difference.
And in fact, much of the research says that girls are better at math than boys up until about middle or high school.
Right.
And as you were saying, then we get a change. But many people believe, and it seems as though the evidence suggests, that change that happens there, where boys start to take the forefront, is more cultural than it is biological.
Right.
That there is an expectation that girls aren't as good, or that girls shouldn't be as good. And so then you have girls sort of backing off of that.
Right.
As what seems to be somewhat of a cultural, you get what you expect type of thing. So that's one that we know of that isn't true. That's not true.
That's right. That's one of them.
Yes.
Got any more?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are other things. Now, go ahead.
But there are, you know, there's this book, Men Are From Mars,
Women Are From Venus. Venus.
Mm-hmm. Published back in the 70s, I think. 80s.
I don't know.
Long time ago.
That one up.
I mean, and that there are these differences between men and women, and once again, we have that same problem. William James said, "We only use 10% of our potential,"
right?
And all of a sudden, somebody said, "You only use 10% of your brain,"
right?
Very different. Same with this. there seem to be sex-based differences.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're biological,
right?
That they're biologically based, and right. That's the argument with right. this: is that so many of these differences are so deeply ingrained in our culture, norms and mores and expectations, and so we have to be very careful not to attribute what might be learned or cultural differences to biological differences. Let's not work backwards.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand, are there biological differences that we can point to?
Right.
One of the writers that we did research for this podcast noted, and a woman noted that male rhesus monkeys prefer playing with toys with wheels on them.
Mm-hmm.
Young female rhesus monkeys prefer playing with soft toys, mm-hmm. Cuddly mm-hmm. toys. And she said, that's not cultural because right. nobody's teaching them to do that.
Right.
It's just a preference that we've seen in rhesus monkeys.
Right.
So that looks like it's biological.
Perhaps.
If you start playing with a kid with wheeled toys and that's what you start doing, then mm-hmm. you're going to encourage that right. behavior, and then it becomes cultural.
Right. And the way that I think about it is much the same way we think about the difference between sex, male, female,
right.
and gender. Gender is right. sex is you're biological. Either biologically a male or biologically right. a female. Gender is something very different. And this is this opens. Admittedly, this is going to open a can of worms.
Right.
And we're not going fishing. Mm-hmm. But gender is something different. I think it's just important that we recognize that, we acknowledge that, because much of what we're talking about as sex-based differences, male-female, mm-hmm. Biologically differences. Are really gender-based differences. Think about, for example, a tomboy. A tomboy is a biological
girl
right. who behaves and plays and enjoys activities that are male because mm-hmm. they like sports and they are physical and they are rough and those kinds of things.
Right.
Sex-based, male-female, that person mm-hmm. is a female. Gender-based, on that continuum, they're moving more towards the male end of the gender spectrum.
Right.
Those activities that person prefers is not because she's a male or a female. Mm-hmm. It's because of preference. It's because of, you know, right. temperamental differences, perhaps. Because mm-hmm. But it's based upon a lot of things. Now, was that learned or was right. that just part of who that person is? We don't know. We right. can't tell yet.
What we do know that we are all conceived as females.
Right.
We know that then hormones mm-hmm. change some of us to males.
Right.
Okay, after mm-hmm. several weeks or several days. So we know that hormones have an effect
right.
on our sexual sex determination.
Right. So let me really quickly clarify what that means, because that's an incredibly important point. We are all born, conceived. At the moment of conception, we're all females.
Right.
That doesn't have anything to do with our chromosomes.
Right.
Our chromosomes were either XX, XY, or some
from
other...
From conception.
Right. We have those genetic specifications. That happens there.
We're either XX or XY.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That said, there are people who are anatomically females who have XY chromosomes.
Right.
There are individuals who are biologically, anatomically males who have XX chromosomes.
Right.
So it's not, we've always been taught that it's these clean cut, yeah. this and that, but we now know that it's not. Right. You know, as we're getting more into genetic mapping and that right. kind of stuff, we're seeing more and more that there are people who...
Which means, and again, I don't want to venture into politics here or morality, but just because you have the physical appearance
right.
of a male,
mm-hmm.
does that mean you have XY?
Right. Maybe not necessarily.
That's right. And so it's not, so when we say, well, what's on your birth certificate or what, you know, that's based on physical,
physical features.
It may not be who you really are.
Right.
Okay. And so everything is probably a little more complex than we would like for it to be.
Right.
Life is messy. You know, nature's not
right.
always predictable.
Right.
So we know that hormones mm-hmm. play a role. As you get older and estrogen and testosterone begin to take over, would there be differences after puberty? You know,
right.
one would ask the question that girls mm-hmm. produce more estrogen, boys produce more testosterone. Does that play a role? Possibly.
Right.
We just haven't sorted it out yet.
Right.
We don't know enough about these things
right.
to say with any definite yes or no that this is the effect that it's going to have.
Right.
It's not predictive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it might be that maybe engaging in certain activities produce more testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it
right.
more testosterone creates the activities or do the activities create the testosterone?
Right.
Because we know, for example, that as your status in the group rises, testosterone increases.
Right.
Okay. So is it the activities that you do that produce testosterone or does the testosterone lead you to certain kinds of activities?
Right.
Difficult questions.
It is. And you know, while there are more similarities between male and female brains than there are differences, we will at some point, maybe for our Saturday podcast, talk about some of that in a little bit more detail because there are some differences. Some research has suggested
right.
that there may be some differences.
Right.
And so I think it's important that we talk about that because that
right.
is that certainly plays into the some of these myths.
That's
but
right.
but the idea that if you're biologically a male, your brain is going to think this way or going to function this way. And if you're biologically a female, your brain is going to think mm-hmm. and function that way. That simply isn't true.
That's not true. That part is not true.
Right.
So that much we do know.
Right.
That there isn't a simple male brain, female brain.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, this, and I think it's important that we acknowledge it because this comes up during election cycles. You know, when Hillary Clinton was running for president, you know, you have those people who were saying, well, a woman can't be president because a woman is too emotional or because a woman is going to do, she's going to want to talk about it instead of go to war or any of those, you know, those kinds
she's
of...
She's going to make impulsive decisions.
Right.
Unlike male
right.
elected officials.
Right. Because, you know, those just horrible comments about, well, you know, there will be a week out of every month that she's
right.
going to,
that.
You know,
that's
she's going
right.
to react differently than, you know, and
right.
it just doesn't work that way.
One of the most illuminating things I read when I was teaching this kind of material was that there is actually more variability in a group of men
mm-hmm.
than there is between groups of men and groups of women.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you can embrace that,
yeah.
that helps you to understand that there's much more variability within a sex
mm-hmm.
than there is between the sexes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to...
So because this is politically charged,
mm-hmm.
because it's, you know, the whole idea of gay marriage and homosexuality,
right.
you know, that's tied in with this because how do you define male, female?
Mm-hmm.
You know, marriage is between a man and a woman, but biologically... It could be more complicated than that.
Right.
Okay. So what I would like to do is spend a little more time going through this because I believe that there are biological differences. I believe there are functional differences.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some MRI studies. In fact, I think Ben and Sally Shaywitz from Yale did some of these studies that suggested that that men and women process information a little differently.
Right.
That there are functional magnetic resonance imaging studies
mm-hmm.
that suggest that women use more of their brain when viewing emotional
mm-hmm.
scenes than
mm-hmm.
men do. So there are some of these, I think, important biological differences. And
right.
That we ought to walk very carefully
mm-hmm.
through those when we have more time
yeah.
to address them.
Maybe we'll do that Saturday.
Saturday?
So
okay.
All right, but that is it for today. So chew on some of that for a little bit, and then we'll talk more about it later.
We'll talk more later.
Yeah.
We'll try to sort this stuff out.
We'll try.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychEdge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening, have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.